Okay, good evening. So welcome to English POD. This is the 10th part, the 10th episode, and it's about success factors. Or we ask the question how to be successful in life, in general, of course. I welcome Mom, and also we have Hussein. So welcome.
Welcome.
Would you like to say something?
Me or talking about Hussein?
Anyone else? Anyone?
No. Okay. Let's jump to a question. But the topic is about success. Successful factors or how to be successful?
It's when you say how to be successful, you have to include common features or common factors of success. I mean, it's a big topic, but we are going just to discuss the factors only. You know, but usually when you, for example, look up the question how to be successful, you will see results of several steps or several features or characteristics, whatever you want to call it. Actually, before that, it's important to to define success. What is success in the first place?
I think it's success has many parts or aspects to talking about. But in general, the success when you are happy about what do you do and what do you have in your life. I think this is what do you mean success? So many people have the different scale to be success. So it's different between me and you and Hussein and many people. But I think there is a standard scale to talking about. In my opinion, or in my scale, when you're talking about success, you should have, I think, good knowledge or good education. Good knowledge.
So knowledge is about, success is all about knowledge.
Yeah, doesn't matter if you have a certification or a degree from university or school. It doesn't matter. It's a depend on your thoughts or beliefs. Or also faith.
Yeah, that's great. Would you like to say something, Seth?
No. Excuse me.
Okay. I actually agree with him. Actually, he got the. Got the whole idea. So we cannot define success, but maybe the common characteristic for all successful people is that they are satisfied with results based on their life status. Okay, and success stems from the fact that the person. The person's responsibilities, and as we know, responsibilities differ from someone to another. Okay, so let's jump to the core of the meeting, which is, what do you think the factors of success? How do we, for example, when we see and we see someone and we say that he is successful, what first thing comes to mind when we say this? Successful people. How do we recognize successful people? How do we call someone is successful? It has to be, we have seen something, or we have seen characteristics.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Hassan. I want to hear your voice.
The people who is successful, I think the first thing about them is they are being or have a passion.
Passion, very good.
Yes, and they have a point to get to it, to this point. So,
purpose.
Yes, purpose.
Yeah. That's all.
Justice. Yes, that's all.
So, do you have examples of people who actually? Who are passionate, or do you know someone who is passionate and he is successful too? Maybe from your family members, maybe someone who is famous.
Famous, I don't know, but you got Hammam.
Very good.
Okay.
You embarrass him.
No need.
Yeah, would you like to say something, Hammam? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's successful. It's not, I think many people thinking about successful, it's only about money. It's not only about money. Sometimes I think it's a successful depend on...
By the way, we hear the clicks of the mouse. So if you would like to...
What?
We hear the click of the mouse.
Oh. Okay, we'll use my hand. Okay. I think it's successful depend on many aspects. In your job, how to treat your family, or family how treat you. I think also if you student, how what do you working on it in university, like if you have project or have a major study, many things to do in your life. So I think the main part of success, it's when you are happy about what do you do. I think this is the main part of it.
Yeah, but this is the definition of success. But we're talking about, I asked the question, how do you know someone is successful? And Hussein said very, very nice things. For example, he is passionate, okay? He doesn't stop. Yeah. He just keeps doing the thing he likes, or he loves. So passion is one of the key success factors. Being happy is the outcome. Being happy is the outcome of success. It's a result, it's a consequence of being successful. But factors, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, good.
For example, let me mention some of the characteristics of successful people. For example, they learn from their mistakes. They learn from their mistakes. If they commit a mistake, they immediately figure out a way or a plan in order to
be making a mistake.
Fix things or make things up. So this is one of the key points of successful people. Unlike unsuccessful people, they keep actually committing the same mistake over and over again without learning. And this is just a waste of time.
It's nothing in mind about factors about success, but passion and have a goal in your life. It's a good.
Yeah, of course. And from the goal, to have a goal, to have a purpose, you are working on, it requires you to work almost daily on daily tasks in order to reach your goal. So this is again one of the features of successful people, that they have routine. They have a routine, they stick to it, they are constantly do tasks that will eventually fulfill their goals and purposes.
I like the, I like that when you say it about learning from mistakes. I think it's very important thing in our life. I think humility, it's jumping from mistake to small mistake. It's when we see people who making big company or something else, I think it's build it from mistakes.
Of course.
Working it on failure in it, but in the end it will got his goal. But I think some people make mistake, the same mistake many times, and don't learn from it.
From an educational point of view, mistakes are indication of learning.
Yeah.
This is very, very, very well known. I mean, if learners don't make mistakes, it doesn't appear to the teacher or to the instructor that the student is learning or the learner is learning. Okay, so making mistakes, it lets you know that the student is actually he is thinking about what you are teaching him. But when you have students who keep cheating and they keep getting full marks, they are getting full marks, but they are fooled, because they will eventually graduate and they won't have anything in mind.
It doesn't know what wrote in the paper.
Yeah, of course, exactly. So this is from an educational point of view, since I'm a teacher, and I face this a lot with the students. They keep getting marks, but they don't know. Even worse, by the way, Annie, I'm not talking about smart students. This is something else. I'm talking about very weak performance students who get high marks.
Yeah.
Just because they're cheating, they have the answers of homework ready for them. So they are fools, actually. I feel pity for them there, because after 3 years of when they graduate, they will remember what they have done, actually, and they will regret it.
A lot. Greatly. But the problem, why we have this, why a student doesn't learn about cheating is not good.
Because because it's a paradigm of the society itself. Society, or from beginning from the family and the parents, they just want to see scores in your certificate. That's all. It doesn't matter if you're knowledgeable or not. They don't ask you about information. They ask you how much did you get in math, how much did you get in physics.
Now we are running in the circle of successful because about information. Information, not about grades. So successful need information and knowledge, not grades.
Of course. This is 100%, yeah. Successful people, they run for knowledge, but they don't run for
grades.
Just look at successful people, like, for example, Steve Jobs. Steven Jobs. His full name is Paul Steven Jobs. I mean, the guy kicked out from his college. And during his school life, he wasn't that perfect student, but he was smart. Here is the key idea. He was smart. Okay. Regarding computing things and mathematics. He was smart in this field. So it doesn't matter if you are failure doesn't come to people who got low marks. Now, who does understand this? Actually, unfortunately, almost no one.
I think I have an idea about successful, another idea. It's people who are successful always keep learning about new skills and looking for new information in this world. Also, I noticed it's stop. If he got the first goal, he looking for another goal. Sometimes he looking for mini goals to got it in the same time.
Because he has a plan. He's not working haphazard.
Yeah. So keep learning search for new skills to improve yourself. I think this is one of the factors.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can look at the field and you see people who are just, who are stuck in one position. They don't provide anything.
Yeah, they don't upgrade their skills.
Yeah, either to themselves or either to the society around them. They don't add anything. So they are not considered as successful.
But I think this is dependent on our community. And the rules. The rules from the government. So when you are talking about the field of education, teachers, they stay in the same position of the methods and the same stage of information and skills. So this is the problem from the mastery, I think, of education. Require another skills, I think it will upgrade the teachers, but they will not change the mind, but I think we will gain something, we will gain benefit from this doing or this.
Look, we can't blame the ministry. We can't blame the ministry for anything.
Yeah, we can, because the solution or the soul is from it.
Wallahi, maybe this is your opinion, but I disagree. Because I think that the ministry has done so many things for improvements, but actually the problem lies in the teacher himself or herself. The teacher doesn't want to change, and this is why he's not successful. That's why as you said, constant improvements is a must for successful people. And we can see actually some very bright minds in the educational sector where they impress everyone. And do you think that these people are just normal, that like any others? I don't think so.
But when Ministry of Education put some punishment of this requires, what do you think will happen?
Punishment of what?
If this teacher doesn't upgrade his skills.
Okay.
And I think the Minister of Education put this rules. It's, I think, about the Alawa. They will work about it. I think about punishment like Al Alawa.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And this is a good thing.
Yeah, I think this is a good move.
Yeah, of course. It is. It will force teachers to work on themselves more, to improve themselves, because the ministry have tried so many times and have tried over years to implement skills, to provide assessment, to provide support. But the key idea is that the teacher is not doing anything. He's just ignoring everything. Why? Because he's just thinking about how he gets to work and then how he gets to home. That's all. He doesn't think of it as a whole, as a community, as a society, as a country. He doesn't think of it in this way. No, he gets paid. He gets home. He gets to work. That's all. That's all for him. So why does he have or she have to improve themselves? Why? What for?
There's many reasons to improve their skills. Like
No. There is no reason. Give me one reason that the teacher will think that he has to improve. He or she.
In my view, and if I teacher, I will upgrade my skills because sometime I will have child, and this child will enter the school.
Yeah, again the same issue. I told you that the teacher doesn't think of others. He thinks of himself.
Only.
Okay. He thinks how he gets paid, how he gets to work, how he gets to home. That's all. He doesn't think of the society.
Even his family.
And one reason that the teacher knows that the education is not well, look at the teachers. Most of the teachers, they have the child in the private sector, not in the government sector. I'm talking about the little private sector. Most of them, they just take their child or the children to the private school sector. What for? Because they know that there are teachers who won't teach. And there is no reason that will take the teacher to teach to improve himself or herself. Unless...
Maybe a dhimma wa dhamir will work with them.
Wallahi, very amusing. We don't have no dhimma, no dhamir, no consciousness. It's called consciousness, by the way, dhamir. There is no consciousness. I hope no teacher will listen to this. Because I keep having arguments, by the way, with teachers in this regard. They don't like to be criticized for anything. They are always great. They are always perfect. They are always right. They don't
like a queen.
Yeah, they don't, even if they don't give classes or they don't teach, they are still the perfect human beings that ever existed. Okay.
Allah.
Yeah, this is a reality, unfortunately. So, if the teacher is going to listen to this, I hope he won't continue.
They will continue
this. This is reality, actually, and this is what is yani being discussed in scientific research.
I think
no one is listening.
I think it's the successful people also thinking about the society. This is one of the factors.
Yeah, of course.
Also, the how can I say it?
By the way, maybe sometimes as a successful person, maybe you need to be selfish sometimes. But in the positive thing, not in the positive side, not in the negative side. Selfish in the sense of that you don't just help others and forget yourself. Okay, you have to think, you have to know that you need to improve yourself, that you need to.
Yeah, but their passion will provide many things, good many things for the society or community. And I think volunteering of work one of the factor of successful people. So when I thinking about volunteer, so in our community, Saudi Arabia, or in our country, volunteering work, it's only specific area. Like I think it's depend on the student of university, and depending on the university and the major of study. So what do you think in schools, as you are teacher?
Well, first of all, I would disagree that that volunteering is considered one of the factors of successful people.
It's not main factor. It's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's not necessarily for a successful person.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
Volunteer. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's
yeah.
Not
so necessary. Here we are talking about values. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah, I mean, successful people have values. This is a very broad umbrella concept, and successful people have values. For example, honesty, trustworthy,
confidence,
very good. These are values. Among them, volunteering. Okay?
Yeah, it's one of them. Yeah.
So it's among the values, but it's not necessarily for a successful person to be.
But the volunteering work in any country or community show you how there is men are successful people. Do you think like this?
You mean, no, sorry, say it again.
The rate of volunteer in any country or community show you or tell you about how many successful people here, how community is successful. Do you think?
Well, I don't think so, because there are, you know, volunteering is not everything, and you cannot measure it. Okay, In our country, for example, Saudi Arabia, now they are in 2030 vision. They are planning actually, or they are, yes, they are planning for the volunteer work.
Yeah,
they
they're
want more
planning,
and
yeah.
more volunteer work to be
yeah,
done.
Increase the rate of volunteering.
Yeah, by 2030.
Yeah.
This tells you that volunteering is important to the success of the society, but it doesn't have to do to the person himself or herself.
Okay, what do you think about the successful community?
Yeah, as a community, of course.
Yeah, but
one of
what
the,
it's, one it's of, I think it's not the same factor that there's some person, oh, this person is successful because he has the same factors. But I think it's not. We can apply it. We can't apply these factors in the community. I think that we can change it. A little.
You mean which factors?
Yeah, it's we can't apply the same factor a person on the community.
Which factors?
We said passion. Learning from
you
mistake.
Yeah, I got what you mean. You mean society has different factors?
Yeah, it has different. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, definitely, because you are, as a society, there are so many contribution aspects to society. One of which is the individual. Okay, but there are so many things that affect society's success, and it cannot be. Limited. It cannot be limited to.
But there is some clue or some clue or hints. Tell you about the how this how much this can community success. In my view, when I measure the this community, not in from view of Islamic. It's, we are away from this view, okay? If I say, because all in view Islamic, yani, this is very hard, okay? So we will leave it out. So in my opinion, when I'm talking about successful community, we're talking about how many people they're working about, like, the batala, okay, and the I think we can say it from the how can I say it the applications of social media. Yes, social media, we can see the mind or the thoughts of society, and also we can measure from the schools and university. Okay, this is in need a researcher to view, but we can say in economic, okay, also, and the power of political in the world. In this way, we can measure it, I think.
That's why I told you that to talk about society success is something really, really big. And maybe we can actually, maybe we do a meeting or we do one of the episodes on society success, because you're going to talk about a lot of elements, yani countless elements that affect society. You can't imagine the number of elements and factors that affect society success, because society is not something. You're not talking about the individuals. You're talking about...
Sometimes you're talking groups. About 3 million people.
Of course, yeah. No, it's not necessarily, by the way. I mean, you can talk about the society. When you say society or mujtama, if you go to the definition, you will see that it means a group of people. So you may, for example, you have people in one neighborhood, they are called the society.
Yeah.
And you can see, for example, people who are from Al-Awali are different from people who are from Al-Sharaia. This is a society, this is another society. They have their own beliefs. You can see that they are quite similar in their paradigms, beliefs, and thinking.
Yeah, Al-Awali, they are people, very rich.
Yeah, in Sharaia, something different, in Batha, okay? So this is society.
But
I think in the Arabic definition, they define society, yani, a group of people that starts from five. Five
starts?
People that are called society. I think I have read something like this. I don't remember, actually.
But we're talking about Saudi Arabia or the United States. We can't say this is society.
Yeah, of course. Because it starts from the number five until no limit.
No limit about society.
Yeah,
but
they call
but
it the...
As I read about what is the difference between society and community. It's the community. It's a part of society.
Maybe. I have no idea, actually. I haven't thought of it in this way.
Mm. I hope you research about it. Because yes. I am very, very disagree with it. It is very similar to them. It's, what is the difference between community and society? No, no different.
Mm. I cannot tell now.
When I thinking about English,
English and any language in general, when you think that you know the meaning of the word, believe me, you are wrong. Always go to the dictionary.
Yeah,
even in Arabic. Even in Arabic. يعني even if you read, as you read Quran, for example, and you read a word, you think it means one thing, but when you go to the tafsir, you find it, it has totally different meaning. So, the meaning of the word, there is actually a whole science of that. This, it's called lexicology. Lexicology studies lexicon. Lexicon is the part of the brain that deals with words and deals with words. Their categories and so on and so forth. Also, there is the science of hermeneutics. Also, the science of semantics.
Semantics. Oh, pragmatics. You mean
pragmatics and. No.
Yeah.
Semantics, ilm al-ma'ani.
Ah, semantics.
Yeah, also discourse analysis. All these sciences actually deal with the very specific meaning of the word. And there's something much, much deeper. I remember one of the professors in my university in Umm al-Qura, he was, I might have told you about this, he was his major was stylistics. So there is a style in your writing and choosing words. So he got his PhD in stylistics. Can you imagine this? So this is something very, very deep. And for this, he mentioned one of the examples. He said that he wanted to translate an English book to an Arabic book. And in order to translate the title of the book, it took him 3 months.
Huh?
It took him 3 months to translate just the title of the book. He said that.
Oh my God.
So you can imagine. Exaggerating.
Exaggerating, yeah.
Like, 3 months? I don't know.
We need to... 70 years to read the book.
No, but he was perfect. By the way, he has maybe over 18 publications, mashallah.
And
so many papers, scientific papers. His name is Hassan Ghazala. If you write Hassan Ghazala, you will see. By the way, his books in Jarir. He has books in Jarir. And his books are taught in all universities.
Does he making Hassan Ghazala?
By the way, he's I don't want to say this live, but it's okay. Let's leave it. He's just like other instructors. I mean, who lack the teaching skills, you know, although he is, mashallah, knowledgeable and he has great skills and knowledge, but he lacks some teaching skills.
He's not your leave it alone. What do you say?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you would say no, leave it now. What do you leave?
I mean, later.
Okay. Later.
Okay. I think we took. We just.
Yeah, I think it's 40 minutes.
We exceeded the time of the episode. So, any final remarks before we end up?
No, I'm done.
No.
Okay, so very glad to have you guys. And I hope to see you, inshallah, next week, next Friday. Inshallah. Same time. Is 8:30 okay? Sure. I believe it's okay. What about you? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Because we can take our time, Yanni.
Yeah, I think it's very
the prayer cannot
intervene. Definitely.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Very good. Okay. Thank you very much. See you, Sean, next week. Have a lovely weekend. Goodbye.
Thank you.